Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
3 decades ago, Gallup, New Mexico was nicknamed Drunktown USA. For many years, the city ranked number one in the country for the number of alcohol-related deaths. Gallup borders the Navajo Nation and has worked hard to save lives and change that image. But as Laurel Morales from KJZZ's Fronteras desk reports, there's still a lot of work to be done.
McKinley County Commissioner Genevieve Jackson grew up on the edge of the Navajo Nation, not far from Gallup. Like many Navajos, Jackson's mother came to Gallup to buy alcohol. Jackson says her mother often wound up passed out on the streets.
Whenever it was announced on the radio that an unidentified woman's body was found, I was just in fear. It was almost a relief that it wasn't her, but then another body would be found.
The Navajo Nation prohibits the sale of alcohol, but Jackson says that doesn't stop Navajos from buying from bootleggers or drinking in border towns like Gallup. This time of year, community service aides drive around Gallup looking for drinkers who have passed out on the street and are at risk of freezing to death. Back in the 1980s, the police used to handle that task. They'd pick up as many as 200 people a day and bring them to the drunk tank, as it was called. It had a cement floor and a drain. Kevin Foley says people took turns sleeping on the floor.
In the morning, they would open up this big garage door, and whoever could walk out, there'd be a big, long parade of people walking down to Cole Street,
where there were several bars or liquor stores to choose from. Today, Kevin Foley says alcoholics come here to Nat Nahoji, a detox center, where they're given a bed, food, and counseling for up to 3 days. Foley is the executive director of the facility. With 26,000 admissions every year, it's the nation's busiest treatment center with many repeat clients. And that's 10,000 fewer people than the drunk tank had 3 decades ago. When someone is serious about quitting booze, they check into the residential program across the street. That's what Freddie Smith Jr. did. He's been sober 8 months. Smith, who is Navajo, says he started partying as a teenager and quickly became an alcoholic and a meth addict on the reservation.
There's no real opportunities or anything. I just kind of just lost hope, I think. Nothing big to look forward to, and I started drinking regularly.
Native American youth have the highest rates of alcoholism of any racial group in the country, according to the National Institutes of Health. Studies suggest high rates of addiction in Indian country stem from 2 decades of cultural destruction and violence. Half of the Navajo tribe is unemployed. After Smith stole a car and hit bottom, he told his probation officer he was ready to get sober. He came to NCI, where they have medicine men on staff. They use traditional Native American methods like drumming, sweat lodge, and tobacco ceremonies.
Kind of like a form of meditation and prayer. There's a lot of power behind those songs and prayers, and hits you deep inside.
This detox center is the result of a major group effort in 1989. After a string of fatal alcohol-related accidents, more than 200 people marched from Gallup to the capital, Santa Fe, to ask state lawmakers for help. David Conejo led that effort. Today, he is the hospital's CEO.
The people in the street, we can step over them, or we can do something about it.
In the end, Gallup received enough federal funds to open NCI, $400,000 from the Indian Health Service. And the city also changed its laws. No more drive-up liquor store windows, no liquor is sold on Sundays, and McKinley County became the first county in the state to approve a liquor excise tax that provides $600,000 a year for abuse prevention and education. Today, Freddie Smith Jr. is an artist and a behavioral health tech for NCI. He brings people into detox, pats them down for weapons or contraband, and shows them to their bed.
I tell them, hey, I was headed in the same path you were, and look where I'm at. I'm not... And then, you think you're better than me? It's like, no, it's not. It's just, you can help yourself. It's all up to you. If you need help, instead, ask for it. Don't be afraid. Because that's what I was doing. I think I was afraid.
The number of people freezing to death has dropped significantly in McKinley County. But the number of alcohol-related deaths from both diseases and accidents is still 3 times the national average. For Here and Now, I'm Laurel Morales.